thank you, Jesus.
One more.
So precious this morning. Oh, he's more precious than gold or silver, anything in this whole world. 10,000 earths, 10,000 worlds could never hold and contain, could ever contain the goodness that God has. He's more worthy than anything in this whole world that he would have to offer. Ain't you glad you got him? Oh, what a shepherd. Oh, what a divine, holy one that loves us.
Yes. Amen.
For a little while this morning, I'd like to teach us. Two words came to me, and I'd like to deal with them. Encouragement and discouragement. Now, if you'll notice, in both of those words, courage. Courage is in them. To encourage or to be discouraged. How strong are you in your faith this morning? What do you have on the inside, deep inside, that is holding you and keeping you standing and keeping you going on and serving the Lord? If every time we live in, we need to be encouraged. It's now. Do you know what encourage means? Well, first, let's look at the opposite. Discouragement. How many out there has ever been discouraged? I'm sure every one of us, many times in our Christian life, we have been discouraged. I could tell you this morning that the spirit, it's a spirit. The spirit of discouragement is sweeping all across our world.
Yes.
In our land. It's a spirit, and if we're not careful, it'll get a hold of us.
Oh, God.
It is affecting millions and driving them to weak-kneedness and depression. It means discouragement. Think just for a moment. Discouragement means to be disheartened, to lose heart, to lose spirit. This happens when you're disappointed, when things don't go right, and they turn out bad. Bad situations, bad news. After a while, we'll fill you with sorrow and fill you with gloom. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
It takes the drive out of you. Discouragement will take the drive out of you. You lose your desire. Oh, God. You fall back in a depressed state when you're depressed and discouraged. Prolonged trials brings the spirit, and it has brought many down. It has hindered many good saints. Discouragement has even stopped good ministries that was on fire for the Lord. I tell you, God gave me something a long time ago, and I want to hold on to it. I'm telling you, if you get your eyes off of the Lord in this hour and be like Peter and see the waves and the billows and the storm and all around you, our phones, the computers, and the bad news going everywhere all across this land. But I tell you, the best news that I ever heard was Jesus Christ. He's still alive. He's still up on his throne. Yes. He still is the Savior. He's the keeper. We surely live in a time right now that there's much stress and people are weary and they're tired. They're battle fatigued. God's people are literally wore out in mind and body, and they've lost the spiritual strength and courage. Discouragement is at an all-time high. Listen to me. People are tired of fighting the same old battles and the same old problems. The Bible said that when Israel was journeying in the wilderness on their way to the promised land, God said, I've already given you a promise. I will bring you into the promised land. A land flowing with milk and honey. I'll give you houses that you didn't build. And I'll give you gardens that you did not plant. I'll give you wells that you did not dig. He said, I will bring you into that land. Ain't that a picture of us when we get saved? Jesus said, I've got a better place for you. Yes. I've set your feet on a little highway that leads to life and leads to heaven. Yes. I tell you, between here and heaven, there's a lot of problems and there's a lot of trials and sorrows come. But oh, God, help us to keep our eyes upon the Lord and upon the promise. Yes. Israel, the Bible said the soul of the people while they journeyed, the soul of the people was much discouraged. Because of the way, this old world is a wilderness to the children of God. Can I say, keep your eyes upon Jesus, hallelujah, this morning. I don't think there's a one of us that has not suffered some kind of a loss or some kind of a setback in our Christian life. Somewhere in life, the enemy of our soul has come and hit us.
Yes.
We've suffered pain, and we've got the trauma. Life is a battlefield for both your body and your soul. Listen to me this morning. When our minds are affected with worries and cares and fears, it does something to the heart.
Right.
On the inside. Holy Lord. Holy. It takes away our peace. This is the reason and the whole reason that we must keep our eyes on Jesus and our hearts in tune with God through fasting and prayer and spending quality time in God's holy word and get his promises down in our heart and get his word down in our very heart. It'll keep you holding on. It'll keep you selling on. It'll keep you trusting. It'll keep you in the storms of life. There's no quitting. There ain't no quitting in this and no letting up. You won't stop to count your bruises, but you will stop along the way to count your blessings. Oh, God, set your affections on things above. Can we endure? Can we stand? Have we got God in our heart? Are we in tune with him? Blessed Lord. Will you go on believing the Lord when the times get hard? Will you keep trusting him? Will you keep believing in him? What will you do? I'd like to ask us this morning, what will you do when trials come and the enemy attacks? Here's where I really want to get this morning. 1 Samuel 30 tells us that David faced one of the hardest battles in his life. While he and his 600 men were away, the Amalekites came into the city of Ziklag and took their wives, their sons, and their daughters away captive and burnt the city with fire. David's two wives were among the captives. I don't think we could comprehend that. What a shock that would be to see the smoldering smoke rising in the ashes and to think the fire has burnt, the enemy has come, my family's gone, my wife, my children are taken captive, the enemy, the devil has taken them away. Oh God, the Bible said that David and the people lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. The soul of the people were grieved for the loss of their sons and their daughters and their wives. David gets blamed for the loss, and they spake about stoning him. Now notice, the Holy Ghost had this story written for a reason, that we might look into the heart of this man, David.
Yes.
Woo, hallelujah. He was flesh and blood, just like you and I. David had feelings, just like you and I. He loved his flesh and blood, just like you and I too.
Yes.
Oh, God. He loved God with all of his heart. And he loved his family. Now notice, Saul is soon going to die, and David is heading to the throne to be the king and the leader over all of God's people, Israel. He's heading toward the throne to be king. Will you pass this test, David? Will you still serve God in this hard trial? Oh, Lord, will you still trust the Lord? What will you do in the time of loss, and in the time of suffering, in the time of trial? Glory. David's soon going to be the shepherd of Israel. Will this battle make him, or will this battle break him? Your trial will prove you. Your trial will determine what is in your heart.
Yes.
The trial that you go through will bring out what is really in your heart.
Yes.
Will you still serve God when the times get rough? When the road gets hard to travel? In the time of loss and trial, will you still hold on and trust in the Lord? Glory.
Oh, God.
Every hard battle we face, we've got one of two choices. We can give in, we can let the enemy conquer and win, or we can rise up and fight.
Yeah.
Woo! And take back what the enemy has taken away and what he has stolen. David cried and wept until he could weep and cry no more. He prayed it all out. How many's ever had time in your Christian experience in serving God? You did not have the answer. You were pressed and you went down on your knees. You told the Lord, I don't even know how to pray about this situation. I don't have no answer to it. And all you could do is weep and cry and groan before the Lord and pray it every bit out. There's been times that I was up against it, my back was against the wall, and tempted and tried.
Yes.
And I prayed and sought the face of the Lord and cried, and I've groaned, did not know how to put it into words to explain to the Lord. And I said, Lord, you see it all, and you know it all, and you care about me. And I can tell you that I have wept and I have cried until I cried it every bit out. And that is what a praying through means, giving it every bit unto the Lord and crying and weeping until you find a release on the inside of your heart that you know, that you know that everything's going to be all right, that God's still in control and he knows the situation. Can I say this morning? Don't let discouragement drive you into a state of depression and get you down, but rise up like David did and say, Lord, I still love you, and I love my family, and I love my church, and I'm going to stand, dear Lord, and I'm going to serve you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your trial will prove you what is in your heart.
Yes.
Bible said that he rose up. There's a time now, listen, to cry, but there's a time to fight. I know there's a time to wait on God, and there's a time for us to pursue. If God be for you, who can be against you? Can I ask you what is in your heart keeping you going? Is it worth fighting for?
Yes.
Is it worth still praying and still staying with God?
Yes.
Yes, it is. David calls for Abiathar, the priest, as ephod. It held the Urim and Thummim. And they would inquire of the Lord and pray, and somehow or the other, God would answer their questions through that Urim and Thummim that was in that ephod. I don't know how that worked, but David calls for that ephod, and he inquired of the Lord, And he said to God, "Shall I pursue after this troop of the enemy, the Amalekites, and overtake them?" And the Lord answered through that ephod, "Pursue, pursue, David, pursue. Thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail ye shall recover all."
Oh.
Holy Lord,
oh.
Whew, you'll get it back.
Yes,
you'll get it back.
Yes.
You'll get the victory back.
Yes.
You'll win, hallelujah, if you'll pursue, glory. You'll get back what the enemy has stolen and taken away. Don't let discouragement hold you back. Don't ever let a past failure permanently mark you for defeat. Defeat in a past does not mean that they'll be defeated in the future.
Yes,
it does not mean that.
Amen.
Failures in our life, in our past, we can let that hold us back and discourage us and say, "There's no way that I could go forward. There'll just be another defeat. There'll be more problems, and I will not be able to win." That is a lie from the enemy. That is a lie from the devil. Bible said, pursue, David. What's the Lord telling us this morning? Pursue, go after it. Go after it. It don't belong to the devil. Your future does not belong to the enemy. Your future blessings, come on, does not belong to the enemy. He has stolen a lot of people's peace, their joy of their salvation. It's time to get it back. A lot of people have folded their talent and put it in the earth. My Lord, it's time to get it out and say, "Renew me, Lord. I'm going on with you." Hallelujah. Don't let your present battles get you down and cause you to lose hope. Never view your future as a failure because of your past.
Yes.
David and his 600 men took off in pursuit. When they came to the brook of Besor, listen now, when they came to the brook of Besor, 200 of David's men were so faint that they could not cross the brook. A third of David's fighting soldiers stayed back and let the others go on to fight. I want you to know this morning, God knows your limitations. He knows your weaknesses.
Yes.
He sees your frailties.
Amen.
He understands your frame. He knows our physical strength, what we can endure and hold up under. The Bible said, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will enable you to stand and to be an overcomer. He will, with that temptation, make a way for your escape. He'll never let your battle get too hard that you cannot hold up under it." Can I say this morning, don't ever let discouragement be the determining factor in your life and hold you back from victory in the Lord for your future. God will fight your battles if you keep on believing and trusting in Him.
Yes, amen.
There's no failure in God.
Right.
If there was ever a time, listen to me this morning.
Come on, come on.
If there's ever a time that we need one another, it's right now. Hallelujah,
yes,
to God. We need the prayers and the strength of one another in order to stand in this last day. Hallelujah. I don't mind telling you, I cannot make it on my own. I need the love and the courage and the encouragement of my precious brothers and sisters in the Lord. The Lord never, ever, ever made us self-sufficient. Never. He's never made us independent and having no need of others. No. Hallelujah. I lean on you and you lean lean on me. Glory to God. We lean on each other for inspiration. Do you know why we keep on going? It's because of the Lord and the good of Holy Ghost and the love of God in our hearts that ministers to one another and to encourage one another. I'd like to say to somebody out there to take heart. I am for you, and the Lord is on your side. And if He's on your side, you cannot go down and you cannot lose. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the blood of the Lamb. There's power. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Hallelujah. That the righteous run into, and He is safe. I'm telling you, He is a shelter in this hour. He's a cover for the time, in a time of tempest. Hallelujah. He's a refuge for the weary and the oppressed. That you're glad you got a rock to run back into the cliff top. We need one another. Hallelujah. To lift up one another. Hallelujah. To encourage each other.
Yes, amen.
Ooh. He never made you a one-man band.
Come on.
Or a one-person army. God never did. We need each other.
Yes.
Oh, God. We inspire each other.
Yes.
To keep going and believing and serving God. How many times have you been in a church service, and I've been there, and you came and you were down, maybe struggling, maybe fighting a battle, and you was low in spirit.
Oh.
And the service got to going, and the music was a playing, and the singers was singing, and something touched your heart.
Yes, amen.
You could not explain it, but it just seems like all of that lifted.
Yes.
And you felt the inspiration of the Holy Ghost and the comfort of Him and His Spirit on the inside of you. And it gave you a faith to hold on and say, Lord, I know You're still with me. How many times has your testimonies encouraged me?
Yes.
How many times has somebody else's testimony encouraged you? Oh, God. It keeps you going. It keeps you going and keeping right on serving God. How many times is it that the husband holds on because of the wife? That's true. How many times has the wife just kept holding on because of her husband? We all fight. Yes, oh, we
yes.
do.
Yes.
The parents, how many times have they held on because of their children? I felt the Lord right there. It's worth holding on to Him.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
You're inspired and you keep going because of your church. Thank God for our church. And Lord willing, we'll be having service tonight, and everybody that can come and worship with us. You're inspired by the singers. You're touched and moved by the pastor and the message that God gives him. The holy anointing from the Word and the power of God that comes and touches you.
Yes.
We're held together, children. We're held together. We're encouraged by each other.
Yes.
We all are important to Jesus. So can we hold one another up? Hallelujah. We can keep each other strong and to endure. We can help each other fight the battles. We can have this motto: you're never alone. You've got me and you've got the Lord in your corner. You're never alone. Hallelujah, God. David's remaining 400 men said, David, we are for you and we are with you. We're going to win. David and his men won and got their wives, their sons, and their daughters back. And David recovered all. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't be like the 200 men there at the Brook of Besor. I don't know. I realize that they were probably physically worn out. But sometimes I wonder if a lot of it wasn't they was discouraged. discouraged and down in their spirit, yes, that they could not cross the brook. I tell you, I don't want to stay by the brook, but I want to go over, hallelujah, and say I'm taking back what the devil has taken away, hallelujah.
Oh, yes, it's good, yes, man.
Bible said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. That's a mouthful. For he is faithful that promised, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. That word provoke in the Greek means let's stir one another up. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Let's be an inspiration to my brother and to my sister.
Yes.
Let's be an inspiration to the pastor and the church. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Glory. Let's encourage one another. How many times, and I love to do it, to walk up to a brother, and you all know that, I'll wrap my arm around you and I say, I love you. I love you, dear brother. And sister to a sister, I love and appreciate you. You don't know what that means in this hour.
Yes.
We're living in a time of much discouragement.
Right.
It's everywhere.
Right.
It's everywhere. And if I can say a word fitly spoken in season, it'll be like apples of gold and pictures of silver. I tell you to stand out. What was,
yes,
it, the prophecy given of Jesus 700 years before he even came and was born of a virgin? His ministry,
oh, yes,
was predicted, and it was seven, said of Jesus. He said, like it was Jesus talking, thou hast given me, Heavenly Father, thou hast given me the tongue of the learned, that I may be able to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Can you say, Lord, give me a tongue, the tongue of the learned. Let me be able to encourage somebody and to say, hold on, your trial will not last always. God is a coming through and we're going to win. Can you say out there and say, praise the Lord, we're going to win. I feel the Lord,
yes,
in this little,
yes,
room. We are knitted,
yes,
together in the love of Almighty God. Jesus,
yes,
is the head,
yes,
of the church, and the many members of our body,
yes,
hallelujah,
yes,
make up that church.
Yes.
I cannot say to the little finger that it don't belong on this hand, and the hand don't belong to this body. I'm telling you, if somebody, if one little member hurts, the Bible said all of the members hurt with it. But when that little member rejoices, all the members are rejoicing,
yes,
with it.
Yes.
There's just something about. I remember I mashing my finger one time and almost broke it. It stayed sore, swelled up, bruised, and stiff for several weeks. I had to baby that little finger. When I went to work, I could not slip that swollen finger down inside of my work glove. I had to cut that little finger out of the work glove to put my finger through there. I had a brace and a splint on it. Can I tell you that when I went to pick up heavy loads and to do my work, I babied that little finger. I made sure that it wouldn't get hurt again,
yes,
and mashed again. I would make that part of the hand right here to lift the load and make this hand to reach over and to help this hand to get a hold of the heavy load,
yes,
and to embrace it and to lift it up,
yes,
and to put it where it need to be. I did that for 2 or 3 weeks until I was able to take the splint off and the swelling was gone down and the bruises was gone. Hallelujah, that little finger, the strength of it came back inside of that hand. And that's what we need to do with one another. I don't know your bruises that you carry within your heart and within your life and your soul. I don't understand all of the trials and all of the pressures that you're going through. I cannot look down in your mind and read your thoughts and hear you say, why? And why me, Lord? And why am I going through this? How long, oh Lord, will this trial last? I've been hurt and I've been wounded. I've been disheartened. I've had the air taken out of me. And at times I felt like my faith had withered away. But Lord, I held on until he was healed. I said, you gotta hold on. Dear brother and dear sister, if you've been hurt and wounded by the enemy, I'll wrap my arm around you and I will pray for you until Jesus heals you. You are important to the body of Christ, and when you're not at church, we miss you. When you're not there, and when you're sick, and when you're suffering, we're praying for you, and we love you, and we're holding you up. I'm telling you, you can be healed this morning from every affliction, and brought through your trial. There's hope and there's healing in Jesus this morning. He's a great physician. He's a heart mender. He's a bringer outer. He's a deliverer. He's a lifter upper. He's a way maker. I'm telling you, God is real. Can I tell you, to lift up your countenance, hallelujah, look up, because God still sits upon the throne, and he's still in control, and he's still looking down to you, and he still cares. The enemy would tell you that God's a million miles away, and he don't see you. I'm telling you, he does. It's just a trial, and you're going to be healed, and you're coming back, and you're going to recover all and get it back. Hallelujah.
Yes, come on. Woo! Amen.
Can you say praise be to the Lord?
Hey!
I refuse to be discouraged. Hallelujah. I will not. If God helps me, I'll let you stay in a state of despondency and be dismayed. I'm going to tell you that God cares, and I am for you, and God is on your side.
Come on.
Woo! Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Hallelujah. Come on. Don't sit down beside of the brook and say, I can't go. Yes, you can. I cannot cross the brook. Oh, yes, you can. There's a one thing in the fighting afflictions in your body. You get weak. You get sick. I know that. But when you get sick in your faith and in the spirit part of you, oh, Lord, that's a weakness that you do not want. Courage. Put strength on the inside of your soul. It keeps you running. It keeps you fighting. It keeps you believing. Yes. Pursue, David. Hallelujah. I'm saying something this morning to somebody. Get up. Rise up. Hallelujah. Don't let a failure determine what you will do in the future. Don't let it mark you. Oh, glory to God. David had a heart after God. When David went, when God went to search him for a man, he sought for a man and he found David, a man after his own heart. I'm telling you, our problems are not God's fault. It's just life. Hallelujah. A man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. But I'm glad a long time ago, hey God, he put the good Holy Ghost down inside of my heart, and the Spirit of the Lord has kept me. Hallelujah. The fire, it's burned low sometimes, and the flame has flickered, but the fire's never went out. Next month will be 48 long years, and I'm still going, and I'm crossing the brooks, and I'm taking it back. This thing is real. It'll keep you alive. It'll stir you out of a way. It'll keep that wheel in the middle of the wheel. And the fire is still burning. I feel a word of the living God. I read it every day, and I pray and I seek the word, the face of the Lord, and thy words, O Lord, were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me. Woo! The joy and the rejoicing of my heart. There's something in here. There's power and there's desire in the word of God.
Yes, amen.
Shoo!
Yes.
Hey, Lord, hallelujah to God. Well, a boy, if you're down, I'm a telling you, I'm a praying this morning. If you're down and you're discouraged, lift up your eyes and look up. David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I'm a telling you, he's real. The universe cannot hold him. But he's so small and so powerful that he lives on the inside of our heart. I'm telling you, he'll take you. He'll take you over. Hallelujah. Woo! Through God ye shall triumph. Through God ye shall recover all. Hallelujah. Woo! The Lord's in this house. The Lord is in this room. Spirit of God. Oh, living Holy Ghost. The divine power of Almighty God. It's time to hold one another up. It's time to be encouraged in the Lord. The Bible said that David encouraged himself in the Lord. I'm telling you, you can make it. Oh, Lord, you can make it. God's on your side. Praise be to the Lord. Praise be to the Lord. No wonder the enemies are fighting. No wonder that devil hates you, because Jesus is at the door. His foot is on the threshold of heaven. Hallelujah. And he's getting ready to come. And the enemy's trying to get you down and to get you to give up and to get you to say, what's the use? I'll just quit. I'm telling you, oh God, no time to quit now, because Jesus is on his way. I said, the Lord is on his way. Arise up, children. Arise to your feet. It's time that the church arise to her feet. We're going to win this battle. Hallelujah. We're going to win the war. Glory to God. Get up. Get up and pursue. Get that desire back in your heart. And let the Holy Ghost burn with you and within you again.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Come on.
Give him a wave offering out there.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
If God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. John the Beloved said, greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. We're going to make it, children. We're going to make it.
Yes. Shoo. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hold fast.
Hold fast.
The profession of your faith.
Yes, Lord.
Keep on a running with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. I'm telling you, he started you off a long time ago. He started your faith off. And I'm telling you, if you're going to hold on, he'll be the finisher of that faith. Hallelujah to God. Hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, together, yes. together, together we win, together we fight, together we conquer. Come on, come on, come on. Whoa. What would have David done if another 200 had stayed with that 200 at the Brook of Besor?
Come on.
Come on, children, come on. We need one another. If one puts 1,000 to flight and two puts 10,000 to flight, what do you think 10, 20, or 30, or 40 of us could do? We need to be together. Together we win. Together we fight. As the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see that day approaching. That day the coming of the Lord is near. It's soon, it's even at our door. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Are you holding on? You still believing? Glory, glory, glory. Are you still obedient to the Lord? Are you still using your talents, your gifts that God has put within you? Are you still telling the good old story of Jesus and his glory? Are you still giving your testimony? Oh, the power of a testimony. Are you still bragging on Jesus? Do you still love him? Do you still within the church services lift up your hands without wrath, without doubting, without shame, without embarrassment, and say, I love him, I praise him, yes. I thank him? Can we do that? And say, Lord, I'm not ashamed of you. Glory, glory, glory. If you do that in a church service, it'll provoke me. In other words, it'll inspire me to do my part. Come on, a lot of us wait on somebody else to do their part, but God's a looking to you to do what he's called you to do, and he'll inspire others to hold on. If another 200 of David's men had stayed on that side of the Brook of Besor, and he only had 200 to go with him, it could have been that David might have lost and not recovered all. I'm telling you, God needs an army. He needs us. Willing hearts that'll say, Lord, I'll go. I'm with my brother. I'm with my sister. I will work with them. I will pray for them and with them. And I will do my part to uphold your work. Hallelujah. Oh, the strength that's in unity.
Yes.
Oh, the comfort of being together. Don't you want to come to church tonight? Hallelujah to God. And be in the presence of the Holy Ghost. In the presence of God. To worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Listen. You can make it when you know that man Jesus loves you. You can make it. You can hold on. You can keep right on a fighting if you know that I care and I love you. And most of all, the God in me loves you. Praise be to the Lord. I'm going to close with this. Listen very close to this scripture. Listen. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, 2 Corinthians 1 and 2. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be to you. We can go through anything and we can serve God when there's grace to hold us. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth. God is the comforter who comforteth us in all our tribulation. In other words, in all of our trials. The God, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, comforts us in that time of trial, in that tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. By the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Oh, glory. What's God saying? What's the sweet Holy Ghost saying here? We can take comfort. Take the comfort that we receive from the Lord and help others who are going through it. Woo! We can say to the hurting, suffering brother and sister, God has helped me, and I'm going to share His comfort to touch and help you. Yes. My Lord has encouraged me, and I'm going to encourage you. Yes. And tell you that God's going to help you, and He's going to come through, and He's going to bless you. Oh, Lord, glory, if you'll hold on to Him, we're going to make it. The Lord is with us. God has brought me through another trial, and I can tell you that He's with us, and He is faithful. He's never left us. He's always by our side. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Won't you open the Word, hallelujah, the Word of God, and let Jesus walk out of the lids of your Bible and say, I've overcome the world, and ye shall overcome through me. Be of good cheer, and take heart, and be encouraged in the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Lord, touch my brothers and my sisters out there, God, today.
Yes, yes.
Listen to the words as she sings this song. My Lord, we can make it. We're going to make it, Lord, together. Hallelujah. Oh, sweet Son of God, minister to my precious brothers and sisters out there, Lord, and lift them up. Hallelujah. We're going to make it. We can do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
Spirit of God, you're real. You're alive, Lord, in my soul this morning. Praise God.
Storms in life may rage all around me, seem to almost pull me under. But I feel your gentle wind take hold of mine, is taking control. Lord, just wrap me in your arms. I'll never be the same. No, I wouldn't have it any other way. Lord, I've got to have
Can you praise Him?
You're my very best friend. Woo. When times get tough, this world may fall beneath me, but I know I'm safe from the harm. No, I wouldn't have it any other way. Some of my friends say that I'm crazy. Oh, but they don't understand. Your mom makes the world go round. Your lies you can't restore.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Lord, I know that I can't do it on my own.
I've got to have you.
I've got to have you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Lord, I've got to have you. This world
got to have you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, I've got to have you.
I said it's enough if you got the Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
You're my very best friend when times get tough. This world may fall beneath me, but I know I'm safe from harm. No, I wouldn't have it any other way. Well, they've got to have you. Storms of life may rage all around me.
Yes, come.
Sing almost pull me under. Oh, but I feel your gentle hand take hold of mine. It's taking control.
Hallelujah.
Oh yes.
Praise the Lord.
I've got to have you.
Yes it is. Yes it is. Glory.
For you're my very best friend.
Jesus.
Lord, I got to have you.
And we got each other. Praise the Lord. We've got each other. Hallelujah. Sweet Lord. The Church of Jesus Christ still overcomes. She still stands through the blood of God's Son. We're more than a conqueror through Him that loved us. Hallelujah. May God bless each and every one of you out there. See?